Welcome to What's Your Sign? I'm Julia Loken.
I'm Stevie Goldstein.
And I'm the girl math of this podcast.
Girl math. Girl math.
Have you guys seen this trend?
No,
Is this but, of course, there's a girl. I'm not surprised to hear girl in front of insert blueberry summer tomato math. Give us the girl math.
This specific kind of math that you do, I feel like I'm very, very good at it. Where you want something you can't afford, so you justify it by saying, like, well, actually, like, if the eyelash extensions last for 6 months, then I'm only really paying like $1 a day, and that's like that's too cheap not to get it or whatever.
Justify
the cost per wear.
Price per wear, but it's also like talking about, you know, if we're getting hair extensions, like per inch what we're paying and things like that, or just justifying math is what it really is. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The bang for your buck. This is why I need this.
Do you feel like something being on sale also counts in girl math?
Of course. Of course. Where percentages might be less of a strength for other people, I feel like I'm very good at them because of sales. And like, because I want to know how much this is going to be. Is it 30% off the price marked? Like, is it, you know, like it's those kind of, oh, it's an additional 30 off the price marked. Oh, well, then I'm actually saving 60% or, you know.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, if 30 and above, it's on. Like, that's already, that's great. When I see 10 and below, I'm like, okay, that's just tax. No offense to any sponsors that have ever offered only 10% off in our previous Rolodex history. I'm sure they're out there. But no, 30, that feels like a highway robbery. It's like you're getting away with something at that point.
Sometimes that 10 is what it takes to push me over the edge where I go, like, not, this is exactly the number that it says on there, not like the next. I feel like I get sticker shock a lot from like shipping and tax, where in my head I was prepared to pay like what the subtotal is. So if you give me a 10% off, I am like, all right, this is what I agreed to.
Well, free shipping that tricks me every, I'm like, yeah. Okay, it will get here with no additional costs. Come to mommy.
I feel like online 10% off is, I feel like I'm like, I go for it. But in person, you're right, Stevie, like clothing situation doesn't really do much for me. I have taking the bus at night when I leave my house, mainly because there's not a lot of parking, but I also care about the environment. And that's something I use as like a conduit for, like, there's a late night happy hour place by me that has food and drink items. And one of the things I really like to eat. So I'll be like, oh, well, I saved $5 on an Uber. And it's like, you didn't really, like, you know, you're going to go. The restaurant isn't giving you money off. You're just like justifying going to get your cauliflower wings.
Yeah, we're a big walk one way Uber home household. Like, that's been our, especially like with summer, it's hot, like sunset-y time as well. And then it's like, it's the treat for the way home rather than it being a big splurge eve. It's like, take the sober footed journey to wherever, even if it's like, we can walk up to an hour, you know, we'll go far.
Yeah. I've walked to shows and open mics sometimes too, but I do think it's a way there. Saying you're going to do it on the way back just never really happens, you know?
No. Unless it's like part of a food escapade, like sometimes then we'll like, that's the girl math there. It's like, okay, well, if we hoof it halfway to pizza, then the additional, or then maybe we call it there. But either way, we're cutting down on that mileage and going from there. The math.
That's girl math.
I know. I've been seeing some more backlash to the, like, cutification or like the TikTok, like blueberry nails. Like, there's like so many sub aesthetic trends. I'm like, I'm not bothered. I mean, that's just living life on the internet and in culture. So I'm not, I'll take a tomato girl or a girl math or girl. I mean, girl dinners really, you know, has It's its mind of its own. I mean, what Popeyes is girl dinner, which is just sides, which we've been doing. I guess this is what girls have been doing since the dawn of time.
Well, I think there's like a restaurant in Chicago that has a really iconic one that's like, it's like something for my girlfriend, and it's like a couple French fries, a mozzarella stick, like a fried jalapeno popper or something like that, where it's like, yes, just a mini fried sampler platter.
Yes. That's like, that is what I want. I've probably talked about my restaurant concept. Working title, still figuring out, like bite or just a spoon. I want like a platter to come out with a spoonful of each menu item. Like I want a spoon of the mashed potato. I want a fork of the steak, but just like a cube, you know, like I just give me a fork morsel of each, but everything on the menu. A nightmare. No one would ever want to do this, but that's what I want. I'd like a bite of everything.
I think people would want to do it from a dining perspective. Mm-hmm. Might be a little hard to get investors, but
yeah, yes. Behind the scenes they're like, that sounds like hell. But or maybe unless they just fork everything, that's how it goes. That's cook what everything forked out.
That's like, what Michelin restaurants do. Everything gets served at once. There's like a dining time. You sit down at 8. Everybody, like, if you get there at 8:30, you miss two courses. Like, it's that kind of service. Mm-hmm. But it does take execution, so, you know.
Also just from, I mean, not exactly, but also like catering sort of thing too, like an event too, where it's like, yeah, you have a small bite ready for everybody who's there. So I mean,
yeah, I mean,
it's not. I just, to me, I'm worried that I'm getting a bite and then I'm like, I want more of that mashed. Can I keep it coming to get like four more spoons? A spoon makes me anxious, honestly.
Upgrade to a small bowl. Again, these are the concepts still being,
of course,
micro portion, small snackable.
Yeah.
Some might even call this tapas, but you know.
I think we've been
girl tapas. That's the twist.
This is something that I've like almost asked a bunch of times, but I'm a bit like a spork, a small anything. I just get the anxiety of like, it's not enough food. It's not going to be, I'm still going to be whatever. And I'm like, I want to eat out of the container. It's not glamorous, but I'm like, there's something to me that like feels like only out of the container do I know I am like getting my fill.
My serving.
Yes.
You want to see the trough.
Yes.
The last Michelin restaurant I went to, one of the favorite things I've ever eaten in my life was like the smallest bite thing that they provided. And I was like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you could have given me a little bit more of that. Mm-hmm. It was just so like,
foam.
I don't know, dime sized.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, but this is the best, you know. But then it does make you appreciate it in a way where you're like,
absolutely.
I'll never like taste that again.
Absolutely. I think I do. I have opened my heart and mind since watching The Bear. No.
I'm just kidding.
I was watching a lot of Top Chef too and going like, okay, like the attention to detail and the like, you're not supposed to eat as much as you want of it. That's not the point necessarily, but I'm hungry.
I got to witness like some amazing coffee shop work this morning. I'm drinking my girl coffee, as one does, and I was in the girl coffee shop and I saw this. You never see, I think people know this in LA, but Maru, the coffee shop, which is like, has a line always. It's very, I think we talked about this in previous episodes. This is the definition of beigeification of style. I'm not there for the style. I just like the coffee. But I've never seen like rugged firefighters were in there today. And it was just so, everyone looked confused. Like it was like real life blue collar pedestrians in a space that is a lot of almond moms. And they all, everyone also started offering to pay for them, but like at once, like everyone mobbed them with excitement for their blue collarness and were like, can we pay for you? And they kept just saying like, no, it's fine. they also like probably like they're good. You know what I mean? Like LA firefighters pensioned, they're sailing. But it was just like, it was truly like watching art. But I want to just acknowledge this one woman in a coffee shop, because I think everyone's seen her before. Have you ever seen that woman that needs to talk to every single person in the shop? She like went up to a baby and she's like, try to like catch its cup. And the mom's like, she's good. She's like, I just thought she was holding the cup on her own. And then a dog walked by the floor. She's like, watch out, I think he's going to go for the whipped cream. And I'm like, she's on, like, she's like
the ambassador.
RoboCop, like laser focus of like, who else can I speak to in this shop? Anyway, I just had to paint my scene. The sip of coffee just took me back. Just seeing blue collar people in a hipster space is like, this is it. I mean, it's down the street, so I know why they ended up there, but it was, you just don't see that often, at least in this part, of town. And the raving to support them with their mocha frappuccinos.
I'm like a Starbucks person, so I never see this.
Starbucks is the gathering place for all.
Yeah, I never spend time in like I always, you know, I'm an online mobile order pickup person.
Oh, whoa.
But I think I'm that woman. Like listening to you talk, I'm like, oh, I think I'm that person like at yoga and stuff. I'll be like, not in the room, of course, but like in the lobby and stuff. Ooh, new merch.
Is it to the workers or to fellow patrons?
Depends. I mean, I definitely feel like yoga is a place, especially after class, where there feels to be some lightness and chattiness, and I've definitely talked to people and been like, that class was hard. And they're like, no, it wasn't. But, you know.
Sure.
No, I think having been to a yoga class with you, I don't think that you are this woman. This woman to me is someone that I don't frequent a coffee shop enough to have like a coffee shop equivalent of this. But I do feel like working front desk, you see this kind of person that like wants you to know that they come here. And that they know, the staff knows them. They know, like, if you need anything else, we'll do it. It also reminds me of this woman that was at, I think about her all of the time, that was like, wanted to be, the one time I had to go in for jury duty, she was like insistent. She was like, I want to be on a jury so bad. Oh, it's like this.
Volunteered.
It's like this is the person that like wants to be the person that people ask for something, but also like is clearly not the person.
Yeah, like there is like a volunteer energy, like excited to be there. It's just like, it almost feels like an alien's dropped off. It's like, have you been to a coffee? Mm-hmm. Like, is this the first time you've been here before? Like there's this just zest for the like theatrics of the coffee shop or the jury duty or the yoga studio, where it's like, wow, but are you gonna go to the next place and do this? Like, is this just consistently through the day is where my mind goes? Like, is this something that happens all day, or is it just your morning spurt and then it dissipates? I'll just have to follow her home next time and see what she gets into. But it was a real Renaissance art painting in the coffee shop this AM.
Sounds lovely. I didn't have any, so if I'm not as chatty.
Oh yeah, I'm like cranked right now. Also, I think I've been very relating to my human design projectorness, and it encourages sitting in markets because it's like projectors, if they see people doing life, they're like, I should do life. Like it just encourages them to like, yes, commerce, writing, reading, being with humans, like I do that. So there actually is like also a alien dropped off from outer space. Like, yes, the performance of living life together. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to hear mobile. I don't think I've ever done a mobile pickup order ever.
Well, yeah, I think it's my way. I don't necessarily.
It's like, I think it's
like
a more common way. Realizing like,
I don't know. I feel like it's just because it's Starbucks. Like, I wouldn't want to do that at like Alfred Coffee or, you know what I mean?
Something
like,
smaller. Yeah.
It's just, Starbucks feels so overwhelming and like.
They're prepared always, for the mobile.
Somebody always has to like shit in there. It's like, it does feel like that where they're like, can I use a bathroom? And it's like, let's go. Like, I don't want to be part of this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, Starbucks is thankfully, if you're lucky, the communal bathroom that we all need.
Obviously, I spend a lot of time in restaurants and stuff, so I'm familiar with that kind of thing. And I think that's probably why I'm like, oh, mobile order pickup. Like,
yeah,
I don't have to be, you know,
yes, mm-hmm.
plus some tables.
I feel like coffee specifically, and that's why Starbucks is like reliable, is because it's like, no, I need this. This is like a, not an emergency purchase, because it's not, I don't mean it like that, but I mean, there is a like, I don't know, an urgency.
Mm-hmm. It's a very like the PA is possibly getting
yes.
60 cups. Like we're moving a lot of coffee.
Yes.
Fast. We're like Maru. It's like, no one here, there's no urgency.
No, this is
not why you're not here for the urgency.
This is a see and be seen. This is a scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're going to watch children play with blank blocks, no color, just wooden things, and they're loving it.
I've like also kind of stopped going to my local place, and I know this is bad, but because they never... Everything in this area is like, they think they're too cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's like, no, but I come here twice a week. You need to like remember at some point.
Yeah.
If I know your name, it's a problem. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're not going to like give good service. So I have like stopped going to a bunch of the local places too. So I should probably start going to some of these other ones.
Yeah. I mean, I have my list. I am a coffee shop girl. This is why I'll never own a home, according to
That and avocado toast.
Yeah. The cardinal sins of future home ownership. Like, let me. My aka girl breakfast and
girl home ownership. Just let me have like a room in a house, a little room for this, a little room for that.
The girls be homeownering. I might, well, maybe this goes into my fucking
today's topic,
which we started with our charts, which then we branched off into individuals, which I'm glad, because it was so, I like loved going over just a chart. It's like, speaking of slow artisanal coffee shop, it's like, oh, getting to see the nuance. But I've keep seeing memes and relating to like, it's a little bit of a why am I like this prompt for my chart is, I'm always cleaning my room, my office, my whatever. I'm always putting away. I'm like, but it's never clean. Why am I like this?
I don't think that's too far off for most people.
That's human existence.
I mean, somewhat. Mm-hmm. I, you know, if you're feeling called to ask about it, then it probably means it's something we should focus on and talk about, you know, but
and refuse help. Here's the other. That's the caveat. I get often help I'll help you. Do you want me to help you organize? And I'm like, don't look at this. I mean, I don't know who else would openly be like, sure, look at my stuff, but there must be some, but no.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have your Capricorn stellium in the sixth house. So, I mean, I think that's like the obvious, if we want to just dive in. I think that's like
I'll screen share too for if you're watch us on YouTube if you haven't already, because that's where the real party's at.
See it all.
I feel like that is the most obvious place that we go for talking about cleaning and things like that, is just like naturally the sixth house gets brought up, those kind of daily tasks and stuff like that. And I do feel like this cap trap conjunction, or conjunctions in general, can tend to make things feel can't see the forest for the trees kind of thing. And so it's like, a day's work is never really truly done anyway, so having this kind of, and then it's activated, I would say, by your moon conjunct the midheaven Aries, mm-hmm. where you're like, moon is not probably the most 10th houseiest place, but it is definitely taking action, moving, like, all right, let's do a little here to get this, write down a couple things, go back to this.
Mm-hmm.
I think mm-hmm. it feels like a natural way to set up your day, maybe, for you.
Little things are like little accomplishable tasks.
Yeah, just having stuff to do all day and dream. Not feel like one thing is overwhelming, you know, mm-hmm. like there's no hole in your wall. It's like you're doing the shuffling stuff around and moving stuff and putting it and making it nice and then using it and then, you know.
Yeah, I think philosophically speaking, when we see like a clean room, it is for like a moment. It's a picture and it's something and it's mm-hmm. or that is someone's like only, I want to say only job, because I'm sure there is not, but it's like the, unless your lifestyle also is like those ones, I like these TikToks where it's like the couple that has all of their like sanitizing things and this is my routine and it's that like I fold mm-hmm. this every day, I clear this every day. I think that's like such an intention, it has to be such an intentional way to live that it's like not sustainable for most people.
Mm-hmm. I also think second house is like stuff sometimes, and yours is ruled by Leo, and like I wonder if do you have enough room for everything, because that's like I feel, you know, mm-hmm. having all the gold but without the castle, it's like, you know, you mm-hmm. end up stacking it and yeah, shuffling it around a lot.
Mm-hmm. But you also
think the joke I always make is that I need just bigger closets, or like I need more, or just need more storage. But then I'm like, or is that just the, well, or will that amplify a bigger mess, right? Of like more. It's just
more
like
places
scaled
to
out.
Put stuff in, exactly. And then it's just a way, and you're still going to keep like getting the new things. I think you also are talking about two rooms that you are living in. Again, that's like you're constantly getting stuff that's going to need to get turned over and mm-hmm. doing stuff. But I also think that there's this like, I don't know. You also, I think, are a person that's, I'm looking at this, you know, Uranus Mars opposition that's also squaring your moon. And this like T square, I mean, exact for Mars, but I think it's also like you get new stuff. You get new, like, new ideas. You're like moving stuff around, you're adding things in there. And I think it is always like a thing that's in process for you. It seems like, at least from the outside, that mm-hmm. it's not like, you know, I'm waiting till I get this thing perfect. It's like, oh, I'm adding this thing, I'm putting this thing up, I'm you're living with it. And so I think that also is a thing where it's like, instead of it being, you know, now this room is done and I'll move on to this other place, you're in like process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doneness doesn't come mm-hmm. often, which is like very counter to like a lot of things you'll read about with Taurus, is being more of like the closer, which I mean, I can, depending on what it is, but there, I think there is so much starting
mm-hmm.
vibery afoot.
Absolutely.
In this beast.
Yeah. And I mean, and I think that Aries moon especially is that like now, doing it now, mm-hmm. doing it in this thing when I'm thinking about it, while I'm watching it, while it's top of mind, while it's something that I actually need, instead of it being like, again, oh, this future mm-hmm. office that I'll inhabit. Because it's not like you have these spaces that are so messy that you can't like function in them.
Right. Yeah. It's not like Grey Gardens. Yeah. I feel well, like
some days I edge, but you know, never fully.
I'm curious how things have been having Pluto transit your descendant and end of your, like, beginning of your seventh house here, just in general, like within the organizational topic or just in general.
Yeah, I mean, I can show that transits too for the outer ring for folks watching mm-hmm. too. So the inner ring is my chart that's static, that doesn't change. And then when you look at the transits, that's the where they're at right now. So you can kind of get a spoiler of what date when we're recording. But mm-hmm.
I feel like, because people often like they're scared of Pluto, and then they think like seventh house is relationships. And since you've gotten married and stuff, and I know your marriage is strong, so it's like an easy way to ask if
I mean, I had a breakup things. Too. Like, yeah. You know, it was very literal. I think I literally had a breakup with my partner 5 years when Pluto crossed my descendant. Mm-hmm. And
now
I don't
married
think that,
and happy though. So it's like a, you know.
Well, I think it's a good reminder that you do need to close out relationships. And I think it really represented for me with family, with a lot of friend partnerships. Like I've described Pluto as the, like, since it's so black and white, it's like, maybe this is not the way to approach it, but it's just how it's been. It's like, do you fuck with me or do you not? Like, just like, can we mm-hmm. declare it in a way? And yeah, like, I mean, my partnership before was very, you know, like people afraid to talk to me about things, or, you know, that it would go one way or another. It's like, well, if it's supposed to end, it's supposed to end. Or if it's supposed to build, it's supposed to build. So maybe it's because it's over here. I'm like, well, and no offense to the Capricorn Aquarius people, I'm like, well, it's not in my first house, so like, what if it's all the people around me dissolving, like, oh yeah. Well, like, you know, that seems safe. Like, so, but I don't know. I guess I don't fear Pluto either. And I do think, yeah, I don't think Pluto being in a seventh house place when you're getting married or forming a relationship, I feel like it feels really on time, right? Like, oh my God, like we're gonna go through every phase together in a very Plutonian committed mm-hmm. sort of way. So, and not everybody gets Pluto crossing their descendant in their lifetime, so that feels kind of special. It also tied out with like my Saturn return, so it was just like a lot at once. But it was all the stuff, you know, maybe it's Saturn in a Saturn sign return. I was like, I needed that. It's like getting a pimple popped or something. Like, I think it wasn't always pleasant, but the end result was like, okay, well, I'm glad it had to have happened at some point. And it's like mm-hmm. also the things you can't really unsee anymore too. And
I think you're a good model of kind of some of those difficult transits, because you are like a very positive but yet very realistic person. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to hear.
Thank you.
Well, I do. I think it's reflected in your chart too, because I think Gemini energy can be very positive and chatty and like moving fast and fun. And Taurus can also have fun, but it's like more realistic and stuff. And you have this Cancer Mars that I think is like willing to hold for others and things like that. But I like to hear your take on stuff, because I feel like if someone's nervous about like a Pluto transit, as it's changing signs back and forth too, like I know people feel that anxiety. It's like hearing from someone who's gone through, and everybody.
Well, now
like,
I just scared
out.
All the Cap risings and Aquarius rising. I'm like, oops, sorry.
I have a friend.
I'm not you, bitch.
I have a friend who's 28 degree Cap rising, and right now is like,
oh my God,
real
it's
tough.
Straddling.
It's stuff comes up, and I get it, and it does. And
hey, I've had Uranus up in my guts. You know, we all have something terrorizing us at a point in time, mm-hmm. and. But it's nothing, but it's, I think of it like almost with the pandemic. It's like, do you want to live in the dark? You want to live in ignorance and live in the past? That's a choice.
Yeah.
Or you can grow and adapt and be moved. And I think like the people that really stick around and that I love and that I value are people who are like, give me the highs and lows of life than just like checked out boring. You know, like I don't know, like I crave that sometimes. I'm like, oh, a mundane existence where you don't think about things. I'm sure I think I've talked about this on pod before, but I don't know. Like, that's not life. That'd be why are we trying to protect ourselves from the things that are just inevitably going to happen?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, a good reminder too for the seventh house, because I think people get so nervous about relationship mm-hmm. stuff, you know. I don't know why, but that just makes people, it's a trigger for people, for everybody. Mm-hmm. And like remembering that, yeah, closing out those relationships is like, it opens you up to having the things you really want, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have any regrets in life, but if I had a biggest regret, it's that I wasn't single more. I should have been I'm never was single. So like, I think that's the other flip of it is like, it's interesting. Cause like with friends or like when you're talking about your lives, like it, you know, I think there is, and I wonder if this is astrology, probably is, there is some like, oh, my cross is often, you know, finding love, or my cross is often finding purpose, or my cross is always like things with health or family or what have you. I mean, look, I'm like Pluto, fifth house, opposite Sun, Venus. Like, this girl's, she's never been single. And I've tried so many times. Like, my only thing I wish I had looking back, and maybe I'll get to do this in the future in my partnership or however that shape shifts in form, is like, I'd love to live alone. Like, and we've kind of set up our new place sort of where we each have our own space and it feels a little more like that. But yeah, I don't know if that gives something to the Cancer rising seventh. I mean, cause yeah, our Cancer risings are opposite seventh house ascendant is this Capricorn, which is very like, that took a lot of growing life lessons to realize like, oh, I need stable, independent partners that even though I can attract and lean into, unfortunately, a lot of codependent tendencies.
Well, that Pluto opposition, I don't know if I've noticed that. I mean, obviously that's the point of today too, of kind of really looking at each other's charts. But I think that Pluto, it's funny that you asked about Pluto, Lisa, because I feel like that Pluto is so in your chart, opposing that Sun Venus conjunction, opposing your Sun exactly. And it's also in a nice aspect, it's sextiling this cap trap. And so I think that like realism and that like, you know, optimism, but also dealing with reality, so much about that light and shadow, and so much of the awareness of the complexity and the depth of life. And also that like, you got to keep moving, like that is also so Plutonian. And I think even in the fifth house of like, not necessarily that it's fun, but that it is like part of the game. That's like the gamble of choosing to incarnate in this lifetime, is that you have to roll with those things. And I think that's like a really, it can be a very healthy outlook, or I mean, it's like, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Or like, you'll die with me, like is how sure. I thought of it a lot too. It's like, from my cold fucking dead hands, like everything you've ever liked will be because I showed you it. Yeah. And everything you ever, like your whole vibe is because of me. Like, congratulations. That's my blessing and my curse. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can go like evil witch mode on the on this, but I try not to flex that power because like love and light and all that. But I've definitely thought of this in terms of those fifth house romantic creative sorts of things. And of course, having so much to share a lot of the times with 11th house Taurus-y stuff.
I think that's fun too, thinking of that, of the being in the fifth house of like creation and play, and having Pluto there, of it being like, oh yeah, if you want to like flip the table and you know, do it. But I think,
do you know what you're signing up for, baby?
but I think also there's like people that aren't necessarily aware that they're doing that, because it's like not in I don't know. I'm doing, if you're watching on YouTube, you're seeing my like hand gestures. I'm imagining the like conjuring act of sowing chaos in an intentional way, as opposed to, I feel like, you know, someone just being taken in a fit of anger is less than that. Like, oh no, this is like very, you know, that Taurus stuff, more positive, more flourishing, knows that it needs these, like this fertilizer to also help it. It's very much just the like Taurus Scorpio, it's that Venus Pluto, it's such a the like epitome of the axis.
Totally.
I want to talk too about the Gemini stuff in your chart.
Yeah,
because
like, should we spend some time up here a little bit? This is an active zone.
Yeah, I think podcasting is like such a good outlet for you, and I hope you always find a way to, even like when we, you know, obviously we have to take our breaks and stuff, and also like when we're older, I'm sure, I mean hopefully we're still doing this, but you know,
we'll be automated by yeah. then they'll have enough of our vocal library.
I hope you always find a way to like use your voice and whatever that means, and I feel like this is a good platform for that, because you are like spiritual, you're, you know, you have all of these, you, I know that you give people readings and you do all this stuff, but it's like having a place where you get to say what's going on in your week and talk about stuff. And I feel like, especially because it's in the 11th house, it's like friends, having people making space and having the ability to have a weekly chat. You also have the part of Fortune conjunct Jupiter here in Gemini as well. So it's, I think that's like it's very lucky too, I think, to whatever it is, it brings you, I would say, probably material gain too, to be able to have your weekly chat session. So it's like, if it isn't this podcast and selling ad space, it's like, is it, you know, having a weekly circle where people come and you like sell lemonades, or you know what I mean? Something where it's like, it could end elixirs. Up being financially like it's supported, you know?
Yes. Well, it makes me think of this human design thing. It makes me think of projecting in a different kind of way with that Mercury Jupiter, of it being like bigger, being able to go out to more people in that 11th house way of, it's like, it's not necessarily just like this one-on-one thing. It's something that can go to like a big group, whether that be podcasting or your newsletter, or also just like being in a group setting and being someone who, I think, you know, I've seen this for you, of being like someone who asks an interesting question that gets a conversation going, or says like, well, what's that? Like, says the, in a very like Gemini thing that I think often opens something up for people. And it is, and I think a similar, like, we were thinking it, but too afraid to ask it kind of way, and not in a like, in a way that keeps conversation going and expands it, instead of it being like just someone else kind of giving a monologue that people are going. Now we're like in conversation, and now we all can like, does that make sense what I'm saying? Now we can all like learn something else and take something away from this too, where it's like starting to generate business ideas for someone, or saying like, oh, well, what, like, even asking someone like, what's a product that you like, or what's a this kind of thing, or something like that. Like, there's a demystification and an amplification for like the group, if that makes sense.
Yeah, be curious like what Mercury placements are like, are people who are like, you know, like those questions that end a conversation.
Yes.
Like those people that it's like, oh no, and then just, it just died. Yeah, I don't, you know, very one-to-one read for me. It's like, I talk a lot, you know, that's always been there. Jupiter expands, Mercury is comfy there. The moon's like, yeah, you, that's a good idea. Everyone wants to hear, everyone wants to hear that. We're all at the top. But yeah, I've always been a sharer. Like, and this is the other part too, since we're, you know, I use Placidus, we're looking at my chart in Placidus. So I have this 11th stellium, which wouldn't be the case in like whole sign, right? But I think it does very much ring true when I've processed my chart, or sat with my chart, where it's like, I've always been an online diary person, sharing, oversharing. I had a college radio show. I had a radio show before we started What's Your Sign in downtown LA, and or in Chinatown at K-Chong, which is still an independent radio station here in LA. And, you know, yeah. And, but none of them were like too thought out, you know, like it was just like kind of showing up and seeing, and seeing what came out. And I think we even started that way too. We were, it wasn't too organized in a good way. It was just like, well, let's just start. And if it, we'll see what clicks and what doesn't. And it just kind of formed itself. So I think it's that, I don't think of myself as mutable, but then I'm like, oh, wait, bitch, like, yeah, you have like pretty prominent Gemini placements here that are very like encouraging of the mutability. I also think, since what Mercury takes on benefic qualities with whatever, if it's near a benefics or in that cluster. So I think of it as they're definitely like, I think of my Mercury and Jupiter. I think of actually these whole, I always think of them together, because they are like they're in these two separate conjunctions together. So it's where I like can isolate them, you know, like I think of them often as these two duos, which also feels very Gemini.
Well, they're very, they both are like, in domicile placements in this place of like the 11th house of dreams and wishes, but also of community, of groups and things like that. And so I think that like it really can be like which one you can be great at, either one. It can be like, you know, hosting the party and making sure that the stuff is there and setting the vibe. That to me is that like Sun Venus, or also like going to someone else's thing. Being like I feel like
guest.
Yes, yeah. I feel like you're a person that's like someone that you could bring to almost any other, like I would never be nervous bringing you to another friend's thing as like a friend that fits in, or that's going to ask questions, that's going to participate, that's going to feel like they
you
are
can,
like
you can leave her on her own too. Yeah,
it's I'm not a floater.
It's
not a monitor situation.
Yeah, she's like, gonna find she's gonna find friends, she's gonna make conversation, she's gonna like be in the group. And I think that that is absolutely like both of these things for sure. And I think, you know, not
well, and growing up I always felt very floaty, like in high school. I was friends with like, I felt like I was friends with everybody, but friends with nobody. You know, it was like, oh, I could float to like the stoners and like I could make the popular people laugh. Like, you know, very just, I don't know who the archetype is in like a teen movie, but like just that, maybe it's just because I saw Romeo and Michelle. Yeah. A little lone wolfy, but somehow still with everybody, but like never, I don't know. So that's also, I think for 11th housey people, also growing up, like I think a lesson I learned getting older was not putting friends first all the time. Like I have, like my mom would joke growing up, like I have to go to Anna's because she needs me there, and I have to get, I just stop by this store first and get this present, and I have, and she's like, I always hear about these other people, like what's up?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I've combed that down a little bit in age, but just shouting out my 11th house people, it's like very much of like ahead and like being presence. It's hard.
A diamond has long been a symbol of commitment, love, and trust. Isn't it time the diamond industry showed us the same values behind the scenes? Clean Origin is leading the engagement ring industry toward a brighter future, designing elegant lab-grown diamond fine jewelry that never compromises our values. A brand that doesn't just talk the talk, but one that was founded to make a difference, to offer a more environmentally friendly, conflict-free, and price-accessible choice without any compromises on quality.
Lab diamonds are grown in a lab using cutting-edge technology that replicates the process of natural diamonds. A lab-grown diamond is chemically, physically, and visually identical to a mined diamond without the adverse effects of traditional diamond mining. And for a price of up to 10 times less, we don't know why you'd choose anything else.
You know, I'm a Sag. I'm always going to say bigger is better. And with these prices, 3 carats is the new 1 carat, baby. Go big. Honestly, 5 carats is the new 3 carats if you really want to go there.
You all know that we know a thing or two about engagement rings. And these Clean Origin rings are simply stunning, classic designs, and for a fraction of the price. From the color of your metal to the center stone and setting, you'll be able to customize every aspect of this very important lifetime piece of jewelry. Whether you're looking for an engagement ring or tennis bracelet or diamond stud earrings, Clean Origin has beautiful diamond jewelry that you'll be wearing forever.
You can use code What's Your Sign for $100 off all orders over $1,000. That's $100 off all orders over $1,000.
Go to cleanorigin.com and use our code What's Your Sign at checkout for $100 off of your order of $1,000 or more.
Use our promo code What's Your Sign, all spelled out. Check out Clean Origin today.
Like, I mean, 11th house or not, but it's being, hard to be present
being alone or not, like you said too, of that, like wanting to live alone, wanting to be single, wanting to focus on your own projects or anything like that. I think that it is like hard. You are someone that is so group oriented and thrives in a group, and you know, again, in those like conversation sorts of things too, but it's like when there isn't someone to like hear the conversations, then what? Or like that kind of, and I think even in that like projector way, like you were talking about like being out and seeing other people, that even that is like a way of being both alone but out in the world and being like, but it's also, you know, not to be like this chart versus that chart, but I think you do have so much in the top of your chart that is like asking you to be manifest in the world. It's not Like the internal stuff is there certainly. And not to say that you don't have any kind of internal life. I know you do. But also that like being out and being seen, being like
visible
in in the world, I think
I'm a socialite. Like also, yeah,
it's like where you want to be, and you have to keep these.
Didn't choose this life. It chose me.
You keep a routine and you keep these things in order, in check, make time for alone stuff so you can be as out as you want to be and all of those things, not because it's like one or the other, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder a little bit, because like you're saying, you're chatty, you're social, all of these things. We do have stuff under the surface, but I wonder where you find your quiet. I find the moon is like a quiet. It's like up in the 10th. 12th house is quiet, but we've got Mars. So where do you find your... Is there ever silence? Is it ever...
No. I don't think so.
Maybe
when I'm sleeping. I'm like dreaming.
I wonder what that would do for you. Like just as a exercise, and obviously not, I'm not talking silent retreat long term. I'm talking 10 minutes. I'm not going to do anything, and I'm not, no music, no whatever, just to see. And I also think use that for, you know, breakout writing sessions or for whatever, like things like that, where you're like, I'm just going to sit here for 5 minutes. No meditation, no like guided, no music, no whatever. And just see what that does for you. See what it calls you towards. Because I do feel like it's something that we don't... Because I don't give myself quiet either. Don't get me wrong. This is not like a... Yeah. But it is something that I feel like, because we have some of these quiet places in the more like out and loud places, it's like maybe trying to access that might help you, you know, come up with ideas or, you know, whatever the thing you're looking to do.
I want... not like prescriptive, but I what
diagnose me.
Well, what this was making me think of, because that's a very interesting question. And it was making me think of how you have this Cancer rising, but you also don't have, besides Pluto and that Mars, so that it's water is there, but the water is light in here. And I'm like, I want you to go to like a sensory deprivation tank and like do a float. Or like that kind of thing of like the like being in the water, but not like, I don't know, not totally
submerged.
Yes. But the like quiet and the like feeling of your own. I don't know. I just feel like that would be my like go see what happens.
Yeah.
Activity.
It sounds so scary, but sure. I mean, I'm open. I'm like, I think I need to start like. You leave the hatch open and with the lights on, and then the second time, and like I need to like try it first.
Yeah,
and then I think they I'll like do leave it up, you
open.
Know?
They do leave it open. Yeah,
I'm basing this off like movies.
Yes, well. When someone's like in the thing.
But you know what? Something I've just started to do, which maybe is part of this remediation, or not, is I never talk to myself alone. It's radio silent here, which one would not think. When I'm with others, then it's like,
go.
I'm like not absent of thought, and I have an inner monologue. I know some people don't, I guess, which let me know about that, because I'm curious. But I've now started to like say what I'm doing, and it's been helping, whether it's like even making space for quiet or doing things. It's like actually addressing my movement through the world, which I've truly just started practicing. Like, say you're booting up the computer for what's your sign. And like, I'm like, okay, now it's time to clean. Like, I just don't speak to myself.
Yeah. That's interesting. Well, that like, I don't know. There's something in the like, not unconscious, but again, I think that you're such a like action oriented person, that there's like a slowing down, a talking to yourself, or like a not, I don't want to say like waste, because it's not that, but there's something in that like watery, I don't know, that's, I'm interested that you're talking to yourself. Oh, that's a cool, like that's a good well, because I'm very curious about this Cancer Mars. What's that feel like?
It feels like maternal wounds. It feels like, well, I mean, my mom has it too. Mm. She would like gave birth to me in her Mars return. And I've always heard growing up that like the women in our family hate each other. Like that was like a mm-hmm. longstanding myth. Well, actually not myth.
A story it's that true. People make come true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Chiron here. No fucking yeah, shit. No, like, like, oh, we carry on these wounds, you know, forever and ever. I think I know it's like a not its happiest space with Mars and Cancer. I've talked to many Cancer Mars people about this. Also, you know, for me, it's the mutual reception with the Moon Mars, Moon and Aries, Cancer Mars. But I don't know. I'm like partial to it. Maybe it's because I'm also Cancer rising. Maybe it's because I was talking to some other Cancer placement friends about like, there's something about people think they can say anything they want to me. There's like this like comfort and understanding. And then there's like, just kidding. Like, why'd you just say that mm-hmm. to me? So then there's this like reveal that can happen of like, hey, by the way, that wasn't cool. Like, and I'll say it like that a lot of the time too. Like, hey, I don't like that. No, like, you know, mm-hmm. stop. And it's, I think it just, it often surprises people. So I would get a lot of the time too. And I've even talked about this in my marriage. Like if I'm having a down day, it's like, where's my chipper person? And it's like, don't prescribe me this personality of being a happy, mm-hmm. welcoming, loving person. I am, but like, that's too much pressure to be only that. And I think something I was just talking about with, because I was leading a Cancer New Moon circle, was like, you know, Cancer gets this like emotion rap a lot of the time, obviously, you know, like emotional and crying, but emotions are also happiness and joy and fun. And mm-hmm. like all those things. So I think I can definitely feel the gamut strongly. But it's interesting. And this is where I do still like Placidus versus whole sign or whatever, is I'm not like a body feeler. Like I don't, mm-hmm. it doesn't weigh my body down to feel. It's just weighs my brain sometimes feels like I could pop it with a pin. Yeah. Like there's like, but it's all very up versus down, which is mm-hmm. my chart, right? Like yeah. in a lot of ways.
I wonder, there's like this old business strategy thing where like it's said that successful businesses, there's always an enemy. And so like in groups and stuff, you even if it's fictional, we can make up something that's like, hey, we're fighting, you know, we're fighting bad tippers today or whatever. It can be anything. Like it can be another business that doesn't know they're the enemy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, when yes. these guys come into our business, like we don't comp anything. Like it's that kind of, it puts you on a team, right?
Yeah.
And so I wonder a little bit because of the Moon Mars connection and because you have it naturally, like not technically in opposition, but opposite signs of your cap stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a lot of cardinal.
Yeah. You know,
they're making a big T square to the moon.
I wonder if you like, I think creating enemies for yourself is like a dangerous thing to prescribe, especially in the 12th house space, but like doing something that has an opponent or like boxing mm-hmm. or something like that, where it's, there is an actual visible other.
Yeah.
And I think that feeds the Gemini stuff too. Is there anything in your life where you have that? Or is there anything you've like always thought about? I've always thought about jousting.
And like maybe in like a physical sense. I mean, the enemies and adversaries are consistent. And it's, I know I've talked at length with you two personally about just like reveal after reveal sometimes where I doubt myself of like, what is my picker, where I like welcome in, but also I love, you know, I love pretty hard. Like if you're in, you're in, and then mm-hmm. and then boundaries come in and then it's like, oh fuck, like what is this? But actual physical, I mean, I've always been kind of sporty. Like I'm a sporty girl. I'm competitive. I want to win.
You were doing softball for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like a travel softball player, but also I'm just like, I'm the theme of my chart, or what I've like come to terms with, is like, I'm slow and fast. I don't know how both are possible, but they're both here. Like, I'm a pretty fast runner, and like, I pick up games pretty quickly. And also, yeah, like, I joke, I can't want you, if you put on a football game in another country and I've never heard of these teams before, I start to care. And I'm like, I don't even know. I didn't care about this 4 seconds before this was put on. But now two teams rivaling it out has got me. Well, I'm going to pick the ones whose color I like the most. Mm-hmm. And now I'm invested, and I didn't ask to be in this realm. So it's like hard for me to even like look at competition, because I get in and it's like, it's hard for me to pull out.
Well, I wonder if it's like there's something like a trivia night or something where you still get to be on a team, mm-hmm. and like, you know, work together and have fun. But it's like, yeah, we want that other table to lose, you know, that, because yeah. that it is a collective goal. It is like, I don't know. I just feel like having an opponent, especially in the 12th house space where it's like unknown enemy type stuff, where it's like naming it makes it easier to be like, nah, like we're trying to beat like them specifically, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. That might yeah. help, or might be fun for you. Might.
Yeah. Well, yeah, making I played sure baseball enemy... last year, but it was just so hot.
Yeah.
See, I'm like, dude, this is where the Taurus Cancer comfort and pleasure versus like the Aries, Gemini. They don't think of as much as those like comfort and pleasure sort of. It's like, it's a fun, that's my multitudes of like, yes, I want to be competitive, but in the right conditions only. And yeah. That's not always how that goes.
Yeah. I was just saying, just making sure that it's not like your own, making yourself the enemy, or making your own like.
Oh, Aries moon, me never.
I know. Yes. Or like, or against your own softness, against your own mm-hmm. like, you know, just that Aries Cancer, or the like, you know, defensive versus receptive, you mm-hmm. know, sort of thing of that. Like always, I think that Cancer placement is often like, again, a defensive one, where it's like everyone is an enemy potentially, and that needs to be defended mm-hmm. from, or that needs to have boundaries set with them, instead of going like, oh, also, how can I hear this? How can I also like receive these people knowing that I am boundaried and protected and capable of, you know, caring for myself in this way that means I can be more open mm-hmm. and all of those things, which I think that you do, again, with so many groups. That's why you're able to like love hard and set boundaries.
I oscillate. I mean, I know my Taurus qualities knows nothing's personal, and then my Mars is like, no, everything mm-hmm. everyone's doing is literally about me, and it's to comment on me or whatever, or like, you know, mm-hmm. and that's been my real life lesson too, is just slowing down and be like, reread that text. I love voice memos now. I love tone. Mm-hmm. Think fuck, like we can articulate and express what we're mm-hmm. saying. But it's been a learning curve of not taking everything personally. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, Cancer Mars in the 12th was like, good luck, bitch.
Well, it's that like, what did they mean? But did they actually mean that by that? You know, or like the.
Well, but then that's the other part where it's come in handy, is like people don't always say what they're saying. And then I just learned a new word actually from one of our Discord. This is a good plug for on a Patreon and our Discord chat room. I think it was our patron Zoe was talking about being clairsentient. Mm-hmm. I think is the word. I think I am clairsentient. Whatever one of the clairs, not clairvoyant, not. It's like I can feel what's up. And mm-hmm. I know everyone thinks they can feel what's up, but then it will be like things that it's like, what is it? Like something is like so off, and then it is, and then it unveils. And so it sucks because it feels like I want to operate from a place of truth in a very Aries way. But then this mm-hmm. little fucking sensor is like, some people aren't giving you that. Yeah. So what's up? And also, I mean, with Cancer and family, like, I mean, I've had just a lot of family addicts, lying, deceit, lawsuits, like, you know, there's just been a lot of family drama, so that's been there. But I lived, bitch. You know, like I've come out of it, and it hasn't been perfect, but it's probably the best case scenario a lot of it could end up being. So that rocks.
hard fought.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of shit. It's been like not when it's on like both sides too, with like my maternal and paternal. Like there's no peace on like one side. Like it's been chaos from the jump. And also, like, of course, I've, you know, 10th house placements in general aren't really known for working well with authority, right? Like they usually become the authority. And like I think that's that can be the struggle too, of like, no, I just want to like show up and participate, like be that guest in a very Gemini way. But then also like, am I the leader? You know, like then that, like, do I lead the troops here? I don't know. The square, I think sometimes it calls for it and sometimes it doesn't. And I think that's the good reminder of squares too. It's like, it can be that time. I think squares ask us to respond, but also to be mindful that it doesn't have to be the same response each time either. It's not like, oh, okay, I always know I have to take this lead. It's like knowing when to go full force or take a seat and like let maybe someone else take the lead.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think the 10th house is definitely knowing the rules and choosing whether or not you want to follow them. And I think that having the moon there could be, like you're saying, getting a feeling about something or just kind of knowing, you know, like, you know, we're all not supposed to enter the pool within 14 days of having diarrhea or whatever, but like being realistic, how many people, you know, are counting, you know, like it's
the Aries moon translation is like, please just don't shit in the pool.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't shit in here.
But some people have a feel for that and some people don't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm a big rule follower, unfortunately. I mean, these fuckers, you know, I can be too to the rules. Rules encourage, unfortunately.
But also I think that's like an understanding that structure is real and that steps need to be taken. That's that to me, this cap trap and sun, like Saturn, Neptune specifically, because for you, it's almost exact in the trap. And they both are trining your sun and Venus in a, you know, great way. But I think that that is that like reliance on structure, but also that over, like with Neptune there, that's very like Catholic school to me of like fear over amplifying punishment, over amplifying the importance of the rules, the like the holiness of rules versus the utility of rules and the function of them, as opposed to like you are bad, you are pure, you are these sorts of things, you know.
Yeah, like I know what I'm like, what parameters I'm working in, and I'm a big, like, I'm checking what the bag policy is before we get to the venue. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm a checker, but just mainly because I want to have as much fun as possible. It's in a very like still supporting, like I don't condone the rules. Like I'm not pro the rules, but like what are they? So that way, then I can. Like I'm definitely like a planner prepare. I'm letting that go in the Saturn Pisces time for sure. I'm loosening the grip, but it's always there.
Having a plan is how you like get to go to a thing. You don't go on a trip if you don't plan the trip, if you don't know how you're going to get there, if you don't know what you're supposed to bring, if you don't know the weather, if you don't have those things. Like, again, it's about how can this be, how can we cultivate the ideal experience.
Totally.
Is there any other questions or back to the why am I like this themes that you see popping up that you want us to talk about? Anything we missed?
Maybe some like, maybe just because they're there, maybe a nodal check-in. I'll be coming, not anytime, not totally soon, but nodal return will be coming for my ass. But yeah, it, Maybe it's because the third house too is like a very, I know Julie's very third house heavy, and like the third house is one that does escape me often. So
Julia, you should speak to this because I have the same note and I feel like I get tripped up in talking about my own life experience.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, this node, and I think it's because it, your north node at least trines that Mars. To me, again, this is like sensory deprivation. It's about just like the being and the like truly like floating. Again, that like very Pisces Cancer, you know, you've got this north node here. But I think it's also about the like changing your mind and your outlook in that like ninth house.
Mm-hmm.
This is the like third house to me. Don't having the south node there, I think it's good that you are escaping third house in a lot of ways, because I think that it can be like too, if you were too caught up in the day to day in these kind of short things, then we're not meeting big groups, we're not going and doing these things, we're more focused. Whereas in this ninth house, I think this idea of like everything changes, it's all flexible, nothing is there. I don't know, but I think that this like not having no principles but having a principle of flexibility is a different kind of thing. Does that make sense? Like, it's mm-hmm. not that nothing matters or that there are no rules or anything like we were just talking about. It's that like letting go of some of those things is actually sometimes like the best policy. Like,
mm-hmm. do you allow yourself to be messy either emotionally or physically?
Oh,
like,
I mean,
I'm not saying like a little yes. bit of mess. Yes. I'm talking about, do you let yourself like let go?
I think I'm pretty put together. Like, I mean, also coming back to like being social or group oriented or, you know, these things like accommodating of other people, it's a survival skill, you know, like that mm-hmm. I had to like in a lot of ways. And I think that's come up a lot in therapy and also my partnerships is like, yeah, like I had to go ask for the things I wanted. There's another route where I didn't and my life would look really different. But a lot of it was, yeah, if you didn't speak, you'd get spoken over. Like if mm-hmm. you didn't do this, like you know, you had to like learn a toughness, which I think I'm learning to be soft.
Mm-hmm.
The North Node journey is like the softness. And I think I always come back to just like, oh, be weirder. Like you can embrace being weirder because that's just only gonna, I know how to do Virgo shit well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I can, and unfortunately spot mistakes and the tiny things and details. And like, I think that's good and it's helpful, but then also like Pisces very like, what's the point? Like, yeah, and what does that bring?
Are you in the,
or do you even agree with this?
Are you in the flow? Like that's the other, yeah, like yeah. the not, and sometimes calling out the mistake is what keeps the flow, because if there's like a you know, a leak in the pipe or whatever, that's mm-hmm. not helping keep things moving. We need those things too. It's not totally getting rid of the South Node stuff, but I think it is again like, yeah, not like is like 80% of 70% of like what I want here, or like mm-hmm. am I, yeah, like not mm-hmm. I don't want to say good enough, it's not because it's not that, but it is that like, yeah, am I in it, am I experiencing it as this like the, I think like you were talking about feeling when things are off, feeling when things are on, and going, that is all that actually is all of the information that I need in that ninth house space of like, that's a good enough, if it feels good and it, and I'm liking the process and the results that it's yielding, that's a good enough reason to keep moving towards something. That is a, mm-hmm. that is a philosophy, like it's a very, you know, deadheady, but like t-shirty philosophy of like good vibes, man. Like that kind of thing of like, yeah, go with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think I've been messy, but like at the time I didn't know that. But then when I look back, I'm like, that was messy. Like I'm like, I'm okay with acknowledging like, oh, I must have really wanted love then, or friendship, or like I just needed money, or I was just looking for acceptance or whatever, you know, like I could mm-hmm. kind of like see the themes of like what was percolating at the time. And yeah, I feel like there's some faraway place where my brain is just gonna like explode in a good way, and or I just keep doing, or that's a constant like finding the flow of just
yes
breaking what, expectation I mean, of what you want something to be like
for me. And I have it in a different place too, so it's maybe not the same, but I do feel like a lot of the lessons in life for me are about releasing control, which mm-hmm. as a Taurus sun, which you also have, it's like it isn't the easiest thing to say let mm-hmm. someone else plan the thing or just go with the flow or whatever the, you know, mm-hmm. but I know, because I know you, I know that you're good at grabbing drop balls and like shifting and still making the thing work, or you know, this place is closed, we'll go here, like I know you're good at that kind of stuff. And so it is like, it is a talent. It's just that we, I think, get tripped up in our heads a little bit of being like, but I planned it or whatever, like, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. so letting go of some of that stuff, I think, is like the node kind of mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely, and maybe because we haven't really touched on the Taurus-y stuff as strong, because I'm such a Taurus, like obviously Venus very co up in that them guts strongly, like I'm a Taurus's Taurus. And I think unlearning, like I'm not everyone's mom, like I can't, that's, no one asked me to do that either. I think that's the other part, is remembering like what things I'm assigning that I think other people are maybe assigning, even though no one asked me to do those things, is like, is the juggle struggle. And then mm-hmm. yeah, this, I've like, I come back to the Pisces North Node a lot when I'm trying to release or shift, or because it is like, I'm just so used to also like Aries through Cancer being my main story, so even coming mm-hmm. over here is like foreign, you know, it's like very mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I'm never on this side of the zodiac wheel, like what's up with all you guys, like these later, you know, everything's so fresh, baby, new. And then it's like, also nothing's new. Like everything's been here. I'm very like, I feel like I'm like a first life. I've had past life images, but I feel like I'm very new life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's like the, you know, life is long, and knowing how it all would go would make it pretty boring, actually. And as much as like you'd love to be able to take steps and be like, this is what I want and these are the plans and all of the stuff, where it's like, yeah, you want to mm-hmm. mix it up, and there's stuff that you don't know yet, or all of those, like I think Lisa said it in the last one, of like you still have to live and learn the lessons even if you know kind of the general direction. And this to me is also like that, I mean, it's the initial question of the, you know, why is my room still messy all of the time or whatever? Because it's like, that's the, there's like an ideal versus actually living. And, you know, mm-hmm. living is messy, and you are moving, taking stuff out of drawers. You can put stuff back into drawers, but that doesn't mean that we're not like, you got the stuff to use it. And I think that that's that like Pisces North Node too, is like to be messy, to learn to clean it up, to learn to keep it moving is actually the lesson. It's not to not ever have mess.
Mm-hmm. I am mess.
Yeah.
Do you want to know your destiny card?
Yeah, totally. I'll stop sharing. Thanks for looking at my...
Never stop sharing.
Myself. I mean, I legally can't, it seems like. I'm like obliged to share every detail of my life till the day. And there was something you said about if we knew what life would it be boring? I almost feel I'm totally a person that would want to know when I die. Like if it was mm-hmm. like, you can know or not, I would, yeah, tell me, because I want to know how much time the Saturn, mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, I will like, oh, a mm-hmm. long time. Cool. I guess I'll pace myself. Oh, a short time. Let's fucking max out. A psychic when I was young told me I was going to live till 88. And actually that's kind of shaped a lot of how I function, yeah. I think, because I'm like, all right, that's like, that's a good amount. And I hope she just does that to everybody. Like, oh, 88. Because it's like, just long enough, just short enough where mm-hmm. it's like, that sounds like life.
Well, that feels very Pisces North Node of like, just assume it's going to be old. Live yeah. like that. and see how that old. Like assume
don't be,
it's a long
but not
time.
In a frugal way. Yeah, I not mean, a, I can't. I'm
yeah,
a
but in a way that also needs to be like your body needs to last you until this time.
Yes,
like it's the one. This is the one that you get. But also like
that was my Saturn return journey in the sixth house. Is like, oh, I should introduce leaves into my life to eat, and also moving, and also for any Aries, Cancer-y, Mars-y placements, like moving, having to physically move is fucking clutch. Destiny me, please.
Destiny card is you're the Four of Spades. And this
is this
card,
for like the year or like my
this
is
your
my
card,
okay.
Your birth card. And this is the card of security and satisfaction, which sounds really boring, but it isn't.
I was like, I like that.
It's about getting security protection through hard work. It's one of the more fortunate paths for making money. But it is still the card that still worries regardless of how much money you have. So just know that. It's that thing where, you know, you're fortunate, but you're still afraid. And then it did say in the description that you should take care of your health by natural methods, which I think is interesting as far as like, obviously, I'm an advocate for science and medicine. But if you are having anything to like try acupuncture and like you said, leaves, like literally while I was reading it, where you're like, I had to start eating leaves, and it's like, oh yeah, it probably like helps you.
100%. Well, you know, I'm on a million mushroom supplements.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
And this is a worker card. It says, you know, could be aligned with a humanitarian mission, which I think fits with your 11th house nature. It also says that you tend to have wealthy friends, so keep me in the circle here. I'd like to be wealthy.
I'm working on it, you know.
It does say don't choose your friends that way, though. It says that you are destined to have the wealthy friends, but not to choose them by how much money they have.
If you are rich and listening to this, and like, I'll bring the vibe, and these two will too. Like, if they, can my friends come? Is the other? That's the question I feel like I often ask as well with my chart. And can I bring somebody?
And yes. If you are rich, please join us on Patreon.
Yeah,
yeah. Please make a generous, large join monthly, but then also make a big one time
make a one time
donation.
Yeah, there's no
four.
Yeah, more. We need more of that.
Yes.
In all places.
What's your sign podcast?
In all places in life, more big, fat, sexy one-time donations from folks. We love it.
Yeah. And well, that's very fitting, the like worry money. I think it comes up a lot with Aries midheaven stuff of like freelance life, which I've been doing for a number of years, and it's fun and free. Also sad, even though my cap trap clusters in the six, the beginning six house cups is
by
sad.
The Sag.
I need you know, the Cancer is homie and whatever, but like she needs the spontaneity. I need regular routines that are in rotation that are different.
There's your organization, always doing the cleaning thing.
Yeah.
So you set yourself up that way because that's what you need. Also, right now your 52-day period is about to end. So the cards move in these 52-day periods, and the one you're in right now is called the emotionally restless period. So if you're feeling that, it's only a few days more until you get the card of faith, which is about creating your own destiny. And so that is also, it is following this card on purpose, but it is like the faith cards are more like you can create the bad faith too. Like if you're in negative thought patterns, like, you can make that thing come true. Like people don't like you because you don't show up for them and you're nasty when you're there or whatever. Or you believe that, no, these are, you know, my people and I know they try. And then you get to feel those karmic things come back to you, or people say it to you, or all those kind of things. So just know that if you've been having a little bit of, you know, stuff upcoming is potentially, should we keep our thoughts positive, some relief.
Okay, I'll lean towards that. Yeah, I've been in my feeling. I didn't cry for a few years. I'm crying again. It's been great. I love to live to cry. I love to cry. I have joked before. I was like, should I check myself into the insane institution across the street from an ex-boyfriend's house? Like, you know, like who lives literally across the street from a insane asylum. So that sounds like that. Those days are about to pass. So I'll get manifesty. I do think, and this is like, you know, feeling like you're a witch from a young age sort of vibe. It's like, I do think I have magical powers. So I'm going to flex those in the coming days.
Especially if you have, it starts on, shoot, where to go? Let me get it. Hold on. It starts on the 14th.
Oh, right. Perfect. I'll take it. Ooh, right around. Well, you guys don't need to know that. I'll put this on my personal cal, but cool.
Right around.
I mean, does this chart check out? Is this me?
Yes.
I think
absolutely.
So.
I think so too.
Absolutely.
I love my chart. It'd be so weird if like one thing was different. I think I would like lose my mind. But see, that's absolutely. The Saturn control things where I'm like, no, or would I?
No, but it is also a careful alchemy, a balance, and all those things that it wouldn't be bad. It's not like you would be, you know, a terrible person if one thing was different, but you would be a different person if one thing was different.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe it's because I have a lot of 2 degree. I have like a lot of twos in my chart. Yeah. I'm on the second too, but I always think like, oh my God, if I was like a Pisces moon or a Gemini moon, or like everything a little shifted. I've thought about evil version of me. I guess, well, I mean, not that it's evil. Progress charts too. We could always look at, I don't know where I'm actually at progress wise. I'm going to look at that after this.
After this and see where you're at, you know.
Where I'm currently at.
Emotionally, but
thanks
no,
for looking
absolutely.
At
this
me.
This is your chart. We love it.
Thank you for letting us.
Yes, thank you for sharing.
It's fun. Hope people learned about themselves as well. And yeah, maybe this is my calling of like the hard stuff is like it's fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
Better than being bored. The Aries moon lesson. Like, I don't know. Spice it up. Life can there's gonna be shitty periods and there's gonna be glorious periods. So
yes. It's all part of it.
Mm-hmm. Highs well, and lows.
Thank you for letting us look at your chart. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube so you can see what we are talking yes. about too. I think this will be a much richer experience if you're watching it. But thank you for consuming us in any way that you are doing it. We appreciate mm-hmm. it. We're glad you're here and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to What's Your Sign. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love this podcast, please support us. Check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/whatsyoursignpodcast. The link to support us is in the show notes.
Follow us on Instagram at whatsyoursignpodcast, on Twitter at @whatsyrsign_pod, and TikTok at whatsyoursignpodcast. For business opportunities, advertising, or commission readings, email us whatsyoursignpodcast@gmail.com.
WIS is produced by Julia Loken, Stevie Anderson, and Lisa Chenu. Artwork by Alexa Vicious and theme song by Honor Nezzo.